Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom, a mysterious episode of Studio Classroom in which we try and figure out who the mysterious writer of a note is.
That's right, we're back to our mystery article with Ivy and Dean. And this time, we have an article all about a mysterious note in the yearbook office. This note had some pretty serious stuff written on it, and Ivy is anxious to figure out who wrote it.
Right, we want to figure out who it is so we can stop something bad from happening. Will they find out who it is? Well, they've done pretty well with our other mysteries so far, but we'll have to find out in today's story. Friends, let's jump right into it.
The note in the yearbook office.
The student computer in the yearbook office was old and sluggish, but Dean knew how to check the recent document history. After a few dead ends, he found a file named untitled_3.docx. Three drafts, all saved under the same login.
Mei Lin,
Dean said.
Didn't we just see her having a laugh fest with Sasha this morning?
Ivy nodded slowly.
There's often more to a smile than meets the eye.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们首先来看形容词 sluggish， 意思是迟缓的、无精打采的。譬如 ，After staying up all night, Daniel felt sluggish and needed 3 cups of coffee to get through the day. 熬夜一整晚后 ，Daniel 感到无精打采，需要三杯咖啡才能撑过这一天。副词是 sluggishly， 意思是缓慢的、懒洋洋的。譬如 ，The bus moved sluggishly through traffic while passengers sighed and checked their watches. 公车在车阵中缓慢前进，乘客们边叹气边看表。它的动词是 slug， 意思是用力打或是猛击。譬如 ，Jason slugged the punching bag to release a week's worth of stress. Jason 猛击沙包，发泄一个礼拜累积的压力。
All right, how can they figure out whose note this is? They don't have too many clues, except for a little bit of ink on the paper. Let's find out what they do.
Let's get right into the first part of our article, friends. Reading together, the student computer in the yearbook office was old and sluggish, but Dean knew how to check the recent document history.We have our first word that we need to take a look at together today, friends. It's that word document. Now, a document is a file or a paper with information.
Right, all sorts of different kinds of information. Here's an example sentence. Save your work as a new document to have two versions.
Now, when I hear you use that example, Garrett, I'm automatically assuming you're talking about information saved on a computer.
Right. Documents could also just be a physical piece of paper, often with important information.
Right. But here, it looks like we're talking about something on a computer. After a few dead ends, he found a file. Now, this file was named untitled_3.docx.Three drafts, all saved under the same login.
All right, there's a couple things to talk about here. First of all, it's the idea of a draft. A draft is a version of some piece of writing or some document, that's usually not finished. you might make multiple drafts of something before you make the final version.
Exactly. For example, you might do 3 different drafts of a paper you need to write for school. You will have a first and a second draft and also a final draft.
All right, there were 3 drafts that Dean found here, and they were all saved under the same login. That would be under the same account on the computer, so they're all from the same person.
Right. So, for example, when you get on a computer, you need to type in your login details so that you can log in to your account.
Yes. And your login is another way of saying that account. You could also say, type in your login details right here.
All right, so all 3 of these drafts were saved under the same account or under the same login. May Lynn, Dean said, didn't we just see her having a laugh fest with Sasha this morning?
Okay, that's interesting. Well, it seems like they know whose login it is. And Ivy nodded slowly. There's often more to a smile than meets the eye, she says.
This is a great phrase for you to know, friends. If there's more to something than meets the eye, it means that something is more complicated or different from what it first appears to be.
For example, this problem is bigger than meets the eye. Sometimes things are just a bit more complicated.
So what Ivy is saying here is that although May seemed very happy today, she might still be the one who wrote this very serious note. Just because someone's smiling and happy doesn't mean that there's more going on inside.
Exactly. So we did see that this was probably her login with these versions of this document. We have more to figure out, of course. And friends, let's go to our next reading.
The note in the yearbook office.
Later that day, Ivy found May sitting alone in the back of the auditorium, sketching in a notebook.
Hey,
Ivy said gently, holding out the envelope.
This was almost sent off with the permission slips.
May looked up, her eyes widening.
You read it?
I did, and I think you wanted someone to.
May didn't speak right away and shuffled her feet.
I hate who I am when I'm with them,
she whispered.
I laughed when Sasha made fun of Leah. I didn't want to, but if I speak up, I will become the next target.
shuffle,意思是移来移去或是洗牌。 譬如, during the presentation, Nora nervously shuffled her papers, trying to find the right page. Nora 在做简报时, 紧张地翻动着资料, 想要找到正确的那一页。 如果在shuffle前面加re, reshuffle是指重新调整,重新洗牌。 例如, the teacher reshuffled the seating chart so students could work with different partners. 老师重新调整了座位表, 让学生可以和不同的同学合作。 形容词 unshuffled是指未经洗牌的, 保持原样的。 譬如, the magician revealed the unshuffled deck to prove the trick had been pure skill. 魔术师展示了那副没有洗过的牌, 来证明魔术全靠技巧完成。
Friends, what would you do if you had all the information we have so far? Probably the same thing Ivy did. You'd go and talk to May.
And that's exactly what she's doing now, friends. Later that day, Ivy found May sitting alone in the back of the auditorium. An auditorium, friends, is a large room or a hall, and it's specifically for performances or for large meetings.
For example, the concert is in the school auditorium this afternoon.
We see in our article that May was sketching in a notebook. Hey, Ivy said gently, holding out the envelope. This was almost sent off with the permission slips. So she shows me the note and says, you know, I was getting envelopes or envelopes for those permission slips, and this was already inside of one of them.
Right. Well, it seems like she didn't just directly show her the note, but the envelope, maybe to see if May reacts to it.
That's a really good point. Well, what does May do? May looked up, her eyes widening.
Okay, so I think she did recognize it. Her eyes widened. This means your eyes become bigger, maybe because you're surprised or really interested in something.
Let's use eyes widening in a sentence, friends. Her eyes widening, she stared at the gift. So you see from this example, your eyes could widen for different reasons. If you're afraid, they might widen, or if you're really excited, then they might widen as well.
And May responds to Ivy and asks, you read it? She wants to know if Ivy read the note, and of course she did. Ivy says, I think you wanted someone to.
This is interesting information. So Ivy thinks that May put the note there on purpose because she wanted somebody to find it.
It's possible. Maybe she did that on purpose or she forgot it.
That's true. Let's find out, friends. May didn't speak right away and shuffled her feet. I hate who I am when I'm with them, she whispered. I laughed when Sasha made fun of Leah. I didn't want to, but if I speak up, I will become the next target.
Ooh, so she's in a difficult situation. That's why she is feeling bad and wrote this note. Let's talk about a couple of the things from what she said, like to speak up. Of course, that could just mean to talk louder, but here it means more like saying something bravely when it's not easy to do so.
Let's use speak up in a sentence. She was very brave and spoke up about the wrong she saw against her friend.
It would not be easy for May to speak up here. She doesn't want to become the next target. A target is something we often say when we're talking about like shooting an arrow. It's what you're aiming at, what you're trying to shoot at.
Now, sometimes we don't use arrows to shoot at something. Sometimes we use words to attack someone, and someone is our target because we're trying to hurt them. That's what's going on here in our lesson. May is afraid that she will become the target of the bullying.
Exactly. So at this point, she's kind of a part of the bullying. She's laughing with her friends, and it's hurting someone else. But she's afraid if she says that this is wrong, she'll become the target.
It seems like she doesn't want to be a part of this group of bullies. She doesn't want to attack other people, but she also doesn't want to be bullied herself.
This is something that can easily happen, especially in schools, in some other places too, but there's just a lot of pressure.
For sure. It's definitely hard to deal with these kind of situations. Well, we're going to find out how Ivy and May handle this situation in the next part of our article. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A dead end. Once I followed GPS directions that led me straight into a cornfield. No road, no signs, just confused cows judging me. That, my friends, was a literal dead end. Let's look at the phrase dead end. Literally, it's a road that goes nowhere. Figuratively, it describes a situation where there's no progress, no solution, and no way forward. Their plan led to a dead end. My research hit a dead end, so I had to start over. It's the English way of saying, well, that didn't work. Now let's explore a few other useful dead expressions. Dead serious is where you're completely serious, not joking. I'm dead serious. We need to leave now. Dead tired means to be extremely tired. After the exam, I was dead tired. Dead wrong means absolutely incorrect. I thought koalas were bears. I was dead wrong. dead set on means to be determined or fixed on something. She's dead set on becoming a pilot. So whether you're stuck in a cornfield or stuck on a homework problem, remember a dead end just means it's time to find a better route. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The Note in the Yearbook Office.
Ivy sat down.
Then maybe it's time to stop playing by their rules.
May slumped down in her seat.
What if I don't know who I am without them?
Ivy smiled and held up the note.
Looks to me like you're ready to find out.
May's eyes filled with tears as she took the envelope back and tucked it into her notebook.
Thank you, Ivy.
Slump 这个字, 当动词呢, 是表示垂头丧气的坐下, 譬如, the actor slumped in defeat when his name wasn't called at the awards ceremony. 当颁奖典礼上没有叫到他的名字时, 这位演员沮丧地瘫坐在椅子上。 Slump 当名词的时候呢, 是表示低潮或是萧条。 譬如, Rachel went through a creative slump before finding inspiration in an unexpected place. Rachel 经历了一段创作低潮期, 最后在意想不到的地方找到了灵感。 片语 slump over 的意思呢, 是趴倒, 无力地瘫坐在某处。 譬如, After pulling an all-nighter, Hannah slumped over her desk the moment class began. Hannah 熬夜了一整晚后, 一上课就瘫坐在桌上睡着了。 And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you in our next session.
Friends, what should May do? What would you do if you were in her shoes? Would you speak up or just stay silent?
May doesn't want to become the next target of the bullying, but Ivy has something to say to her. Ivy sat down. Then, maybe it's time to stop playing by their rules. This is a great phrase for you to know, friends.
It is. It's important especially because, well, we're not talking about rules like we normally do. If you're playing by someone's rules, you're following along with the way they do things or what they expect.
That's right. So, for example, you could say, we're tired of playing by their rules. We're tired of living up to their expectations. We want to make our own decisions. So Ivy is saying she shouldn't do things just like these bullies.
Right. So May slumped down in her seat. That is a good thing to learn as well. And asks, what if I don't know who I am without them?
It sounds like May is tying her identity to who she hangs out with or who her friends are. She doesn't have a strong sense of self, so she just follows what other people are doing.
Yeah, maybe when she's with these friends, she feels connected, she feels like she belongs, and without them, she just wouldn't feel like she was important at all.
I can understand why she would feel that way, but it doesn't make it right. Let's keep reading. Ivy smiled and held up the note. Now, if you hold something up, friends, it just means that you raise it up in the air to show somebody.
Absolutely. You can say, I held up the sign so everyone knew where to go.
Well, Ivy said, looks to me like you're ready to find out. Ivy feels like May is ready to make a change. She doesn't want to keep acting like this anymore.
Yeah, after all, she did write that note. Now, friends, let's talk about what it means when you start a sentence off with, looks to me.
Okay, looks to me means it seems to me or in my opinion.
All right, let's use that in a sentence. Looks to me like it's going to rain.
What Ivy is saying here is that it's very obvious that May doesn't want to keep doing this. So she seems ready to make a change in her life.
All right, let's finish up our story here. May's eyes filled with tears as she took the envelope back and tucked it into her notebook. Thank you, Ivy.
I think it's interesting that she thanks Ivy here at the end of this article. And you can think about why she might be doing that as well, friends. I think May wants to do the right thing, but she doesn't have a lot of support or encouragement in order to do it. After Ivy sat down and talked to her, maybe now she feels like she has more courage.
Yeah, the other thing is that kids in school can be pretty mean sometimes. If they found a note like this, they might try and share it with the whole school or make someone feel bad. But Ivy just has a little conversation with her and tries to help.
Ivy definitely treated May with kindness, even though it sounds like May has been acting like a bully to others. Ivy had compassion for her and encouraged her to do the right thing.
Right. Now, friends, what do you think? Have you ever seen anything similar to this in your school or in your life? And what did you do? It's not easy to make the right decision and stop participating in bullying.
It can also be really hard to have the courage to speak up against other people bullying others as well. This is another situation I know many of you find yourselves in, and it's always a good idea to be kind to others and protect others who can't protect themselves.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we're not quite done yet. First, though, it's time to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 a 或 an 加名词或形容词加 fest 的用法。Fest 源自于 festival 节庆、庆典这个字，意思是充满什么什么的活动或盛会，带有热闹、聚集、密集的意味。当前面接名词或形容词的时候，意思是与某个主题相关的热闹活动或盛会。例如 ,a music fest, 音乐盛会 ,a food fest, 美食节 ,a fun fest, 充满乐趣的热闹活动。这个用法常见于媒体或宣传语。例如节庆活动名称或娱乐报道。来看一个例句。The weekend concert was a real music fest for rock fans. 这场周末音乐会对于摇滚乐迷来说真是一场音乐盛宴。
Since this was our mystery article this month, friends, we have a very special segment, Think Like a Detective. What could May do to turn herself into someone who shows kindness instead of participating in a group that bullies others? What do you think, Garrett?
All right. Well, first of all, this is kind of a detective question because the answer is not in our story. We need to think for ourselves. I think one important thing would be for May to find some new friends. Don't spend time with people who are bullying others. Try to spend time with better people who are kind.
That's a great point. Something else that May could do is to try to take care of others rather than herself. She could go and see this other girl and make sure she's okay. I believe her name was Leah. And maybe be friends with Leah or at least check up on her. That would be one way she could start acting kind to others.
Absolutely. And she could do that before she needs to think about yelling at the other bullies like Sasha or standing up right away just as the bullying is happening. Because, of course, that is difficult.
Definitely. And she could at least first apologize for the bullying she did participate in. What do you think, friends? How do you think May could practice kindness? That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.